This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Frida Liu,
Arvind Ibraj.
And of course, you know, Arvind is joining us virtually. Now, we're talking about office design spaces, you know, in light of COVID-19. I've been reading a few articles about how architects are rethinking how the future of office spaces would look like. And to me, it kind of looks like we're going back to the traditional cubicle. So I thought, you know, we're going to put this up for debate. What would you prefer for an office design? Open office or the traditional cubicle? And I can tell you, it is very, very close. Looking at our poll numbers on Twitter, which is at BFM Radio. Also on Instagram at BFM Radio. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Let us know what you would prefer. Also, just what would you want in sort of like your dream office space, you know, in light of COVID-19, but also, you know, to prevent another kind of like pandemic happening where you got to shut down.
Right.
You know, traditional cubicles, if it still exists, I think, you know, most offices would be able to reopen pretty quickly, you know, because it had that privacy aspect. Obviously, back then, you know, we spoke about it. Back then, it was not really about privacy. I mean, it was not really about health.
Yeah.
It was about privacy. Now it's, you know, about the health. So get in touch with us. Let us know about your thoughts on the debate between the open office space or the traditional cubicles. Arvind actually will be talking about the modern wet markets that are much safer and healthier and better.
And more efficient.
Yeah.
You know, why wet markets should evolve after COVID-19.
I noticed Arvind is quite obsessed with wet markets. the past conversations I've had with him.
Have you been going there quite often, Arv?
No, actually, I haven't gone at all. But I would like to go back to like a Pasar Malam and stuff.
See?
And Frida, you'll be talking about?
I'll be talking about this very interesting app that's come out of India and what they're going through with that. The stories will be revealed in just a moment.
All right. Now, you know, let's talk about the open office spaces and concept, right? I think it was, it became popular back in the early 2000s when, you know, the Silicon Valley tech startups, you know, really just kind of demonstrated how they were so successful. And one of the things I remember, you know, when reading about how, you know, the beauty of open office spaces was having that collaborative effort. You know, you get, you know, team togetherness, you know, ideas could just float around the office. Like, you know, you could shout to another person across the room and, you know, everyone could hear. They embrace transparency and all that. Those are all great reasons to have an open office concept.
And then we were talking early on that I had experienced life with the cubicle, right?
Yeah.
And I like it. I understand the privacy. Sometimes you have that space to be able to do work uninterrupted. So that, from that perspective, and like maybe a corner that you want to mingle, right? But then you have your privacy otherwise. So I miss those days, right? And I guess like looking at how furniture has also changed. Why can't it be modular? You know, it can be removed, can be placed, and then you, things that you can do when you remove it. This is where designers can come in.
Yeah. Now, Arv, I want to ask you, like, have you experienced, so, you know, in BFM, we kind of practice this open office concept, right? We only have rooms for our studio and conference rooms and meeting rooms. But generally, even, you know, from our founder to our interns, we sit on the same type of desk and on the same type of chair without any doors, right? Have you actually experienced the more traditional cubicle type of office design?
No. So I used to work like before this, it was a corporate. So they worked in silos. So I've had like silo working formats. So it's just our team and our small team, but we are like siloed away in a corner of the office. You don't actually mingle with the other people on the same floor or even in the same department. So you have people you see on a daily basis coming in to do their work. In other like sort of closed off offices, but you don't know their names, you never speak to them because they're in a completely different group altogether. So that kind of format I've been in, I've never had like the cubicle. I've never had like a cubicle for myself to say that, okay, this is my personal space and no one else is sharing it. I don't know if I would like it though. I really like the open office concept.
Your previous place just sounds like a sci-fi horror flick. Like, you know,
I'm surprised they gave you a chair.
It's just like a, you know, Hunger Games kind of style. Like everyone, you know, got your own cliques and, you know, you don't mingle with everyone else. Like, wow, you survived that.
Yeah, I survived that. Yeah.
So like, but like, for, you know, I've been looking at a lot of the articles and one I'm going to pick out here, which is, I think, you know, it's quite interesting. Woods Bagot, which is an architecture firm, they have created like four proposals for workplace designs following, you know, the coronavirus that's kind of like merging work from home flexibility and also the office life. And they say the reasoning for this is actually to strengthen culture and performance because, you know, if you just simply reduce density and do more frequent cleaning, it's not a good enough reason for companies to bring back, you know, the people to the workplace again. What you need to do and what everyone should be talking about is how to make the post office, post-COVID office safe, but also on how to actually strengthen the culture and performances.
Right.
And for me, I think that is why I think, you know, an office space is crucial and why me and Arf, I think we both love the open office concept because it has this great culture, great vibe. But, you know, with this current pandemic, you can't, right? You can't really have, you know, me and Arf, we've never seen each other face-to-face for like,
four months?
Yeah. 4 months. 4 months, yeah.
And because, and Arf sits directly next to me. So because of that, you know, we take turns, right? But it's interesting how they're saying that, you know, maybe there could be things where, you know, it creates like an in-and-out culture club. You know, you've got small groupings of sofas, you know, coffee tables and chairs, but they're all are separated independently. And then when it comes to the working desk, it really much feels like cubicles. You've got like, you know, your own little space. In front of you, there is a board that goes all the way up. You've got a little, you know, 7 feet board on the left and right hand side of you. And then you've got your chair. So in a way, you've got your own little private space. But yet, you know, it's not fully sealed up, where you can't still, you know, just talk to the person next to you. And I'm thinking, it's like, this is the office, you know, designs that I've seen in movies, you know, back in the 80s, you know, where you look at banks back in the 80s, they all look like that. If you see Mad Men, they all look like that.
Right.
And it's just like, this is going back to rewinding back the clock to 30 years ago.
Because we of that generation knew what was good. You know what? Okay, I know, I don't know if we're going to discuss this later, but I think it's really important. Ventilation, right? You know, like we're in a new building, so we feel okay. But I'm just thinking those older buildings, we really need to sort out this because there's this sick building syndrome, right? And I think that's a bit more scarier that, you know, all the cleaning that you can do, all the separation you can do, but if the air that's coming in is not healthy, that is even more scary.
Well, an Egyptian designer has actually thought about that, and he has created this project called the Q Work Team, and it's basically a pod system style where, you know, it can actually maintain the same number of employees, but every single desk is like a pod. It's a cubicle pod, and you know, it's sealed off from every other person in the, you know, in the company. Only you sit into this pod. You've got, you know, HEPA filters at the top of the pod, so you get proper ventilation. You know, and each of these pods, they have automatic doors with facial recognition, so there's no need to touch, there's no need to, you know, clean. Ventilation fans are built in with purifiers. The door is arclic and it's airtight sealed, so you don't even get like sounds from the outside.
Now we're talking.
And the design is with a hex, which is a hexagon shape. So in that way, you can sort of, you know, stack them together side by side, but yet still, you know, maintain, you know, that distances because it's sealed off, you know, from everyone else. So, you know.
That's the sci-fi future. That's the dystopian sci-fi future office.
So maybe that could be where we're heading to, right? You know, who knows what's going to happen when, you know, I guess, you know, and this is a creative design, right? But surely there are elements here that needs to be taken into consideration. So, you know, later on, we will be speaking to Timothy Thia. He's the co-founder and also the executive director at Colony, and they're a co-working space. So I'm going to be speaking to him and just talk to him about the factors that, you know, one needs to consider in redesigning an office workspace. And is he, you know, with the redesign that he's gone through, is this going to be permanent? Because you're going to invest so much into redesigning your office. Yes. Is this going to be permanent, right? So we'll get in touch with Timothy in just a moment. But for now, though, we want you to get involved with our Twitter poll and Instagram poll. Also, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter, Instagram, it's at BFM Radio. We're asking you, would you prefer and what would you prefer for an office design? Is it open office or is it traditional cubicle? Get in touch. BFM 89.9.
Banish feudal mentality. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jasandu, together with
Frida Liu,
Arvind Ibaraj.
And today we're asking you, what would you prefer for an office design? Is it open office or is it the traditional cubicle? Get in touch with us on Twitter. It's at BFM Radio, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Looking at our Twitter poll numbers, it is very close. You know, we've got nearly 150 votes, but it's split. Traditional cubicle edging it slightly by 51%, open office by 49%. A few comments that we've received on Twitter as well. My Sire says, also depending on the type of work and designation you are holding. That's pretty true. Chem says, home office.
Yeah, that's the best.
That's probably the best. And Chief Tat says, a mixture or where people have the freedom to choose, but good conducive cafeteria area where most great ideas are born. I guess it's the, you know, the pantry talk or even the water cooler talk, right? Even sometimes the photocopier talk. You know, a lot of conversations happen at the photocopy machine area. Hakimi says, open office and a minimalist design. And Mei Yan Cheng says, own room, which is, I think, you know, a sign of the home office.
Right. Here on WhatsApp, okay, WhatsApp here, we've got 1514. It says, open office, feels more open and comfortable, and makes all level of management to mingle with all the staff easier. Okay, la, we have to do one with Ro, la, because he says, in life, we have extroverts, introverts, and those who like to pick their noses. For those reasons, all offices ought to have a certain degree of privacy, although I'm all for the equality which the BFM offices promote. Yeah.
Mm. Just make sure to sanitize your hands after.
What do we have on Instagram, Arf?
Insta, it's the poll is 56% open office and 44% for cubicle. We also have a few messages. Chua says to provide some level of privacy, so I think cubicle. Bowen for me says a feeling of unity. The Real Madrid says, although I know the tranquility of having your own cubicle space, it's easier and it's easier to quickly spot and go talk to a colleague needed for your work. So I think he's also for open offices.
Interesting. So, you know, Twitter, it seems like a little bit of a split, but on Instagram, it's slightly aging towards open office. So maybe it's the younger demographic who, you know, like me and Arv, prefer the open office concept, right? But, you know, so I got in touch with Timothy Tia. He's the co-founder and the executive director at Colony. Timothy, has your space undergone any redesign with the, you know, reopening of businesses? And also, like, you know, what has changed?
Yeah, I guess for Colony, right, like most of our office space is actually in office. So we actually have very little like co-working, like open desk kind of areas. 90% of our inventory is actually like, you know, private offices, which are like 2% offices, 4% offices, and potentially bigger. So in that respect, the way we're built is already kind of like built into clusters or like, you know, for like a social distance kind of office. So that's fine, and I guess that's suited quite well for this new normal. When it comes to other things though, like let's say our co-working areas, we actually have to like remove some seats in between. So, you know, when a table used to be able to take like 10 people, now it can take like much less, maybe 5 or 6. You know, when it comes to meeting rooms, also we have to remove a number of seats, so the capacity has significantly dropped. And that has also got like revenue implications for us, right? Because if you can take less seats in the meeting room, then you know, there's only so much we can charge. Then we also have like event spaces, we have like workshop spaces also, which go through like the same kind of implications where we have to remove some capacity. So So that's what has kind of like happened on our side here. In the short term.
What kind of factors did you have to consider in this, you know, that redesign in some of your places? Was it just following SOPs or also taking a step further into looking what your, you know, your customers and your clients would be comfortable with?
Yeah. So when we talk to like customers and everything, so far everyone's like, okay, we just know we need to be socially distant a little bit. But that's fine because they're all already placed in their own offices, right, in clusters. But what we've also done on our own end is that we've actually done a lot of research, not just like local research but global research about what an office should look like in a new normal, right? And kind of apply all these kind of things, whether it comes to seating, whether it comes to for example, we've introduced like those wall plugged in hand sanitizers all around. You know, we're getting when you have events, we're actually getting those like automated temperature checkers things. And we also do like temperature checks now whenever anyone comes into the center. So there are a lot of steps that we've already taken, you know, in compliance with all these things.
What's your take with the future of how office spaces will look like? You know, it seems to be it's kind of like going back to the cubicle styles, you know, having like, you know, what you have in Colony now where you've got, you know, smaller dedicated rooms instead of the open office concept that was really embraced in the early 2000s when, I guess, you know, the technology companies were really started to boom. And now you see a lot of these new redesigns, they're going back to, you know, cubicles where you have your own little private spaces. What's your take on the future of office designs?
I think the future of office design will be decided upon not necessarily just on you know the after effects of this pandemic, but also on like the needs of companies post this pandemic, right? So I think that they, you know, a lot of companies are going to look more for flexible workspace. So instead of having their own spaces, they're going to, you know, they don't mind taking spaces up in clusters so they can expand and contract in a very short period of time, easily, right? So I guess that works to some extent for co-working spaces because many co-working spaces are similar to us. They have most of the inventory in office. I mean, perhaps not as high a proportion as us. We're a lot more dug in when it comes to offices versus hot desks. But then, you know, most of us are actually, most of us, our bread and butter is actually office in small offices. So I do think that's if you look at a new normal and more like a better way to cope with this pandemic, right? I think like having these individual offices will be even better than cubicles where you can put up barriers so that you don't spread to one another.
What about productivity with, I guess, you know, the SOPs in place in office spaces where, you know, you got to practice physical distancing? What's your take with the levels of productivity? A lot of people are saying, you know, when they're working from home, productivity has increased. Going back to your office is going to be a different change now because of, you know, the requirements that the SOPs have. And, you know, you mentioned about meeting rooms now being a lot smaller in terms of the capacity. What's your take on productivity?
Yeah. Well, I think when it comes to, it depends on what our jobs are, right? So if we're individual contributors, so it means we work individually and our output depends on just us alone, then I can totally understand why our productivity increases because, you know, we don't get stuck in the jam 2 hours a day or, you know, 1 to 2 hours a day. We don't have to go through the whole motions of office, you know, everything's available at home. You know, it's there are very, very precise benefits there, but when it comes to teams, if you're someone whose results depend on you working in a team of people, then I think remote working or working with some distance between your team members eventually does affect your team productivity, You know, because, you know, we're human beings, right? We need to be able to work with other people to be able to, and then see each other on a daily basis to build bonds. And when we build bonds, we can work better with one another. We stop second-guessing one another. There's, you know, we stop, like, doubting one another. We've built some kind of trust. There's less politics, you know, this kind of stuff, right? So it's a lot. So it really depends on what kind of job you're doing. Yeah, but because everything we do in Colony is very team-focused, very team-based. We have very few, like, individual contributor kind of jobs. So for us, I think it's quite important you know, that we work together in a team, and remote working doesn't work too well for us, you know, at least in the medium to long run.
So video conferencing has limitations in your opinion?
Yeah. Yeah, it's different, you see, because, okay, I mean, let's see, right now, right, we're doing this interview over the phone, right? But if we were meeting in person, you know, I'll come into you, I'll come to see you, and I'll be like, hey, you know, Jeff, how's it going? Mm. How's your day? You know, and then we'll build a certain bond and trust there, and perhaps some other topics come up, and you'll be like, okay, that's interesting. Maybe we should cover this also. You know, and even beyond that, right? I mean, imagine this is just like a one-off, but if we're working every day and we have a certain trust, you know, if let's say a client, if we're on the same team and a client or a vendor says, hey, you know, Jeff did this, Jeff did that, you know, you'll be like, okay, but I just saw Jeff this now and I know him quite well, I see him every day, and I'm not sure if he really did that. Let me go check with him. Mm. As opposed to if we don't have that bond or that relationship, then there's a tendency for us to, oh, he did that? Oh, why did he do that?
Mm.
You know? We jump to conclusions because we have less trust. And you can't build trust over a Zoom call. You know, trust is built by sitting together in an office. Trust is built by going out for lunch together. You know, all these things that we used to do in the old normal that is, you know, that it's really is part of our human DNA.
I think you're right. You know, we would definitely be talking a lot more things, you know, just as you mentioned earlier on about trust. I think we can go on and talk about trust as well. But let's go back to our topic. And how long do you foresee this, you know, current redesign in terms of the areas that you have in your space, the colony at the moment, sticking for the long term?
Yeah, actually, that's quite interesting, right? Because so we, apart from colony, we actually do deal with a lot of enterprise clients. So we actually they build office to spec for them and manage it for them. So we get a lot of requests. In fact, post this pandemic thing, we've got a lot of requests for companies that want to move out their traditional lease into this. And a leading indicator for where we're going, office design-wise, is perhaps looking at what these people have in mind when they want to build their office in future. And actually, the design of the office of the future isn't far different from the ones that we see now, you know. It's just more space and that's about it, you know. It's like, you know, they put less capacity, but that's about it. So, you know, it's not so far, I mean, I can't really tell, but so far from where I'm sitting and the data I'm getting, doesn't look very, very different.
Hmm. That's Timothy Tia, the co-founder and executive director at Colony, which is a co-working space down in KL. And, you know, I think among all, the one thing that I do look forward to with the future of you know, office spaces is that I have more space.
Yes.
We're not cramped in, you right. know, tight spaces and sit a long table where, you know, the table's only fit for five, but there's 10 of us sitting on this table.
And you can justify it now for health reasons.
You know what I'm wondering is how come not many people have mentioned lounge spaces in their offices? Because, you know, when you work from home so much, like for me, the one thing I've noticed is that I would like lounge spaces because I'm so used to doing work from my sofa now. I'm so used to like lying down and typing stuff and, you know, doing
lying down and work. Yeah, right.
You know, lying down on the sofa doing work, it'll be interesting to see if like more offices have like beanie bags and, you know, sort of like sofas to make you feel more homely in the office. Yeah.
What's the latest on Netflix, Arvin?
Let me check. I'm watching it now.
You know, we will talk about how you lie down and work on the sofa, Arv. We will discuss that. Anyways, for today, though, we were talking about what would you prefer for an open for an office design. Is it open office or is it traditional cubicle? Get in touch with us on Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll be right back, and Arvin will talk about wet markets, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.